dear brothers and sisters, I really feel very fortunate and privileged to be here along with my four public preceptor friends from India. I'm really very happy to see so many Indian brothers and sisters who could come to this event. Actually, it is not easy to come to England for many Indian brothers and sisters, but still they could manage. It shows me how strong feeling they got for Bhante. And since we arrived here at Adhisthana, every day we were updating what is happening here. Right now, I believe that my many, many brothers and sisters in India, they are looking at this function, and they were very much keen that they attend this, even if they couldn't come to England at Adhisthana. Before coming to this, actually, we had in our mind that we will meet Bhante, we will see Bhante. And suddenly this news came that Bhante is no more. But really, as I said, we are really fortunate. We still could come here and could see Bhante. What we call in India, darshan, that is really very important. We could at least see Bhante, could take his darshan. And every day we were telling our brothers and sisters back in India what we are doing here. And people would ask us, have you met Bhante? And we could see how deeply they were moved, how strong gratitude they got. I would tell just a little story about myself. As Parmi said, we were involved with youth organization, and many inspired youth, very strong faith in Dr. Ambedkar, and particularly his vision about Buddhism, that Buddhism can help us to grow as human being. Buddhism can help us to change the world. And even Dr. Ambedkar said that propagating the Dhamma, propagating Buddhism is true service to mankind. And we were fully devoted for this. But still, though we knew that this is a noble path we want to tread on, but really don't know how to practice it. We had very lofty ideal Dr. Ambedkar had given us. And as Subhuti said, in those days, very few people had that strong inspiration for Buddhism. But we, very idealistic young people, we really wanted to live up to it. We want to really actualize what Dr. Ambedkar's vision to have new society based on liberty, equality and fraternity. But he said that these principles, these values, he had taken from his master, the Buddha. And we were a little bit struggling a bit, because always people were talking about these values as being social or political values. But as Dr. Ambedkar said, he has taken these values from his master, the Buddha. So it must be something much more than that, much more deeper. But we didn't know. But we were fortunate enough to come in contact with this Sangha, with Bhante. And very first time when I heard about Bhante, when I heard about Sangha, I first time heard Bhante's name. So I was a little bit curious, because I didn't know much about him. So I met many, many prominent leaders in Nagpur, those who were scholars, very upright Ambedkarite Buddhist. And I went to them and inquired about Bhante Urgen Sangha Rakshita. And they were amazed. I mentioned his name and they told me number of stories, because he was present at the time when Dr. Ambedkar passed away. And he was the only person who could really console people, who could really give people confidence, though your great leader is not there, but you don't have to worry. Buddha Dhamma Sangha will guide you. It will show you a path. So I heard many, many stories from number of people. But one particular person I remember, I went to him and I always used to go to him to talk about Buddhism, talk about meditation. And I went to him and he said that, okay, what do you want to talk today? I said, I want to know about Bhante Sangha Rakshita. And he was just sort of felt very happy. He said, why did you want to know this? I said, I just came in contact with this Sangha, so I didn't know much about him. And he said, he's my teacher. And I was really amazed to see that I didn't know that before. And then many people I met, they said that Bhante Sangha Rakshita is my teacher. And suddenly he went inside, he went to his library and brought one letter. And he showed me that letter. And that was the letter which Bhante had sent to Dr. Ambedkar at the time of mass conversion. And it was written so beautifully, and it was original letter he was having with him, because he was the one of the main organizer of that mass conversion program. And that gave me really confidence that Bhante has got that connection with Dr. Ambedkar and mass conversion movement in India. And then I began to read books on Buddhism by Bhante Sangha Rakshita. One particular book I remember, that was Ambedkar and Buddhism. And I think that was the only book I could see written exclusively on this subject, Dr. Ambedkar and Buddhism. There were many books, many things about Dr. Ambedkar, but nobody talked about Baba Sahib's vision about Buddhism. And that was really amazing. That really inspired me quite a lot and gave so much confidence that yes, we are on the right path and we need really Buddhism to change ourselves and to change the world. And when I read that book, it was so fascinating reading Bhante's meeting with Dr. Ambedkar, but particularly his last visit was really very moving. Bhante put that in a very nicely, I couldn't put in that way, but I remember how he put that, his last visit. Dr. Ambedkar was very desperate. He was worrying what would happen to his people, because just they became Buddhist, they just embraced Buddhism. But Dr. Ambedkar was really worrying what would happen, because he was very, very ill. He didn't know how long he is going to be there. So he was in a way sort of explaining Bhante what could be done, what is really needed to be done, and so much he was telling what he's thinking about. And Bhante explained that in the end he was so tired, he couldn't speak much, but he was just uttering, so much is to be done, so much is to be done. And I now believe it is Bhante who done quite a lot for us. Actually, I can't imagine without the Bhante, without the Sangha, what would have happened to India's revival of Buddhism. Because he was the only teacher who could really show us path. We knew this is the path. We knew that this is what we really wanted to do, because Dr. Ambedkar has inspired us, but we do not know how to treat this noble path, how to practice Buddhism. It is actually Bhante who has shown us this path. So we are immensely grateful and having very strong gratitude for Bhante. Bhante coined very important words, I think, in India, because as Subhuti said, mainly most of the leaders were very much engaged with political and social activities. Very less attention was given to Dr. Ambedkar's Dhamma work. But Bhante coined very important word, I believe, and that is Dhamma revolution. And reading Bhante's that talk, Dr. Ambedkar's Dhamma revolution, was really very inspiring. And he delivered so many talks, and I think that Bhante's talk, Dr. Ambedkar's vision about Buddhism, has given us very strong faith in Buddhism and very strong confidence that we can practice Buddhism. When you go to India, I am having contact with lots of people. I meet many, many people in villages and in towns and in slums even. If you go to small house in slum, hutment, you will be surprised to see their shrine. You will see Bhante's picture there. Very strong devotion for Bhante. And if you go to rich people, because there are many Ambedkarites, well-educated, having very good jobs, very rich, having big mansion, very big houses, and you go to their house and you see their shrine, you will see Bhante's picture. Such a strong gratitude, such a strong respect, it happened because Bhante in a way through Buddhism has given us new life. We always talk that Buddhism changed our life, but for us, Buddhism just doesn't change our life, it gives us new life. And many people could say that how they are benefited because of Bhante. And that is something Bhante did for us. Actually, at this moment, many, many people remembering him, expressing gratitude. And I really feel very fortunate that I am here right now. And my friends asked me, Amok Siddhi, whenever you will go to see Bhante, because we were telling every day that we are seeing Bhante, we've seen Bhante. So please take us with you. And my brothers and sister, if you are listening now, I would like to tell you, I am taking all of you with me right now at this moment. And Bhante is in our heart and he will remain in our heart. There are a number of people who never met Bhante. But they got very strong respect for Bhante, strong gratitude. Very common people and lots of well-educated, some scholars, some Buddhist scholars, they got the same respect for Bhante. Before coming to this event, I was talking with one scholar in Nagpur who is very prominent, very renowned. And we met in a function and he was inquiring about Bhante, Bhante's health, any new literature. I told that now we got big project. We are producing all Bhante's literature in book forms. And then he said that Bhante is wonderful. And his words really wonderful. I like those words. He said, Bhante communicate Dhamma in a very simple way, yet very deep. It touches our heart. Because very common people, they say that we learn from Bhante, and even scholars, they feel that we learn from Bhante. And I believe, I have confidence that coming generation will always remember Bhante. They will be always grateful. And he is in our heart and will remain in our heart.